All right, so let's talk about our readjustment income question here. Readjustment income is basically a life insurance policy designed to replace someone's income that passed away for anywhere from 1 to 3 years. So you have to remember, with the demographic that we're working with retirees, they're dependent on their Social Security checks. And like with most people, your bills pretty much match the income that you're at. Maybe a little bit less, but it's pretty close. The problem that people have is when their spouse passes away, they're losing half of their income. And it takes a while to readjust their life to the loss of that income. And that's what this questionnaire is really designed to do, to help them figure out how much income they need coming in to replace the income that's being lost by that Social Security check going away. So the first thing you always want to do is read the top statement. The following questions are asked only to make an educated recommendation. Question number one, who chose the amount of coverage and the type of insurance? Is that something that you chose or did the agent choose it for you? And why? I need to see what type of a consumer they are, if they trust and rely on what the agent says, or if they have their own personal feelings involved on what type of insurance they're looking for. What type of life insurance policies do you have? Do you have whole life, term, universal life, not sure? And when did you buy them? So I need to figure out a couple of things. I need to figure out, one, what type of life insurance they have. If it's whole life, how long has it been in force? Because now we have some options if it's been in force for 5 years or longer. If it's term insurance, how long is that policy going to be in force for? What was the term on it? And universal life, depending on how old the policy is, I just want to make sure this policy isn't going to lapse or run out before they have a chance to use it. So number three, has the premium stayed level, increased, decreased, or stopped? If they can answer this question, if they can't find the policy, it'll give me a better idea of what type of insurance they have. And then, have they ever taken a loan out on the policy? You'd be surprised at how many people answer no to this, but when we call the insurance company just to verify their coverage, there is an outstanding loan, and it's there because they forgot to pay their life insurance for 1 or 2 months because they were having trouble with their checking or savings account, and they just never paid back the past due premiums. Number four, when was the last time you did a full review and update of your life insurance policy? This is one of those things that we always want to do for a client, and it helps build trust. We want to review their life insurance policy, check for common errors, check to make sure that their beneficiary and the contingent beneficiary are up to date, and really just make sure they have their policies and they're in good condition. Number five, do you understand paid-up insurance options on the current policy? Paid-up insurance really only comes into play when we're talking about whole life policies. And again, if it's a whole life, if it's been in force for 5 years or longer, there's certain options that we have with that policy. Number six, have you ordered a current cash value, paid up, and loan value statement for this year? This is us again helping them do their due diligence to make sure that what they think they have, they actually have in their life insurance. And number seven, have you ever called the carrier and confirmed your policy will not lapse before you pass away? This is really important when you find a policy that's a term policy, or if it's a universal life. Or I'll be honest, there's a lot of the commercials going on TV where you can buy life insurance for pennies on the day. A lot of those policies have maturity dates. They end when the person gets in their 80s. And number eight, the final question, one Social Security check and sometimes a pension check ends when a spouse passes away. How many years of spousal Social Security income would you need to readjust your life? How long do you think it would take you to get your finances back in order if your spouse passed away? Do you need 1 year to do that, 2 years, 3 years, or more? That's an important question to ask, because a lot of times people forget that they're going to lose half their income when their spouse passes away. Most retirees are living paycheck to paycheck. They don't have a huge financial safety net to prepare them if their spouse passes away. They may have life insurance, but most of the time that life insurance was designed to help pay for the funeral. It's not really meant to sustain them for 1, 2, or 3 years while they're trying to get their life back in order. And now we read the next statement. Now that I have a better understanding of your life insurance wishes, let's discuss some recommendations. So this form is designed into three basic columns. We're going to figure out readjustment income for 1, 2, or 3 years, either on the main person or the main person and the spouse. So for this example, let's just say that the main person, their Social Security check is about $2,000. So we need to replace that. So for 1 year, we need to come up with a policy for $24,000. All right, here's where you guys are going to have to get familiar with the products that you have in your portfolio, all the different insurance companies, and you got to do some due diligence. And this is what I mean. Depending on the amount of readjustment income we need to replace, you're going to have to see what's going to be better for your client. A traditional whole life policy, or it may be better to move them into a universal life or an index universal life. So I'll give you a good example. For this person, if they were 67 years old, I'm just going to write some scratch notes down here. If we looked at a traditional whole life policy, let's say from Mutual of Omaha, it's going to cost $146 and about 55 cents. For that same person, if I look at a universal life, with a universal life, a lot of companies have minimums. Most companies for the minimum issue amount is $25,000. So even though I'm getting more insurance, if I look at a universal life through, let's say, National Life Group, LSW, this policy is only going to cost them $109.67. So you need to see what's going to be financially in the best interest for your client, either a traditional whole life policy, depending on the readjustment income, or a universal life policy. And then we're going to repeat that math for years 2 and 3. And then we go back to a simple closing statement. Mr. Johnson, what makes more sense for you? To give your spouse 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years worth of readjustment income if you pass away? All right, that's it. Hopefully that answers your question, guys. If you have any questions, feel free to email us or just to give us a call.